Hare Krishna. Please repeat after me.
Hare Krishna, Yeah.
Pleasure to address you all here in this very nice temple, which seems to have a bright future in front of it. Someone will translate, or no need?
All can understand English.
Yes,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
For you, we will personally.
Take it. Yeah. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita describes really what are the symptoms of someone who has learned in Krishna consciousness and reached a perfection. It is in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text 35, and I wanted to request you to repeat after me the Sanskrit so that we can imbibe this knowledge, no? Then please say after me, Yajgyatva
Yajgyatva
Napunar Moham
Napunar Moham
Evam Yasyasi Pandava
Evam Yasyasi Pandava
Yena Bhutan Yasheshani
Yena Bhutan Yasheshani
Lakshyasyat manyato mayi.
Lakshyasyat manyato mayi.
It describes what happens when someone has obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul. And what does he think? How does he look at the world? I think this is a most important question, because all of us, in different capacity, are connected with the movement for Krishna consciousness. And we learn from Srila Prabhupada and his followers about Krishna consciousness. So we should ask ourselves, what will it be? What will I know when I reach perfection? I heard today that one of you is a psychologist, is it? You are. So you will, when you start your study of psychology, you will be interested. What do I need to know? Do I need to know cognitive behavior therapy? That is the big thing at the moment in the West that many people place their hopes in. What do I need to know in order to pass my master? No? And here Krishna says, what are the symptoms of one who has obtained real knowledge? I will read this in English to you, and because the English is a little difficult, I will ask Ajit Govinda afterwards to read the same text in Hindi for us, no? So, in the text before, Krishna encouraged Arjuna to go to a spiritual master and ask questions from him, render service unto him, and do all of this not in a challenging mood, but in a very submissive mood. Now he will say in this verse, what you will learn from the spiritual master, having obtained real knowledge. I will say it again, because three of you were looking at the door at the moment. Please look in this direction, so that you can get the knowledge. Now, having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are mine. Please translate this in Hindi.
Swarup Siddh Vyakti se vastavik gyan prapt kar chukne par tum punah kabhi aise moh ko prapt nahi karoge. क्योंकि इस ज्ञान के द्वारा तुम देख सकोगे कि सभी जीवात्मा परमात्मा के अंश रूप हैं, अर्थात वे सब मेरे हैं।
You will, in other words, see that all living beings, wherever they are, even in whatever part of daily they live, they are part of Krishna and they belong to Him. This is what a self-realized soul who goes through the process of Krishna consciousness learns. He will no longer think, I'm a German or an Indian. He will think, I belong to Krishna. Very simple. I belong to Krishna. I'm his property. And this makes him at once very peaceful, because he knows Krishna will take care of my needs. I just come from Vrindavan, and on one of our taxi drives through Govardhan, I saw a scene which I would like to share with you. There were three bachas, three small children. They were playing in the middle of the road. Just, you know, in the center of the road. Absolutely carefree. One, they had some bottles with water. One child was bringing one bottle on the lap, and the other was bringing another bottle on the lap. A third bottle came, and the child who received the bottles had to balance. And our driver went, but the children continued to play. Absolutely carefree. They had no tension in their mind, because they knew if there's any problem, there's mother and there's father, and they will take care. That's why they can play even on, in the midst of a little gully, a little street in Govardhan town. The moment you forget that you belong to Krishna, that you are Krishna's, like a child is the child of Mr. So-and-so, Mr. Patel maybe, and Mr. Patel and Mrs. Patel will take care of the child very easily. So the child is not in intention. In the same way, all your tension stops when you understand you're part of Krishna. Finished. No tension. Swamiji, I'm getting old. I have a lot of tension. I do not know how I will fare in my old age. And my children are not always there where they should help. My life is full of tension. Yes, yes. You need to remember that you actually belong to Krishna. And then Krishna will take care of you. He says this in this shloka. So, to understand that all living beings are part of Krishna, and that means you are part of Krishna, makes you free from tension. It has also a very practical dimension, this knowledge. When you understand that everyone belongs to Krishna, you will like to do something for the betterment of this person. You will try to serve them in a spirit of compassion. On the spiritual path, there is a great danger which many of us have seen. That is, one becomes a little selfish, and one becomes a little bit self-absorbed. How am I doing? I'm so interested in this. I need to reach my goals. One is a little bit stuck in his own little universe or little world. Therefore, we often see that spiritualists, not all spiritualists, have a heart for others. They, Prahlad Maharaj describes, they are going in the caves of the Himalayas to meditate for their own liberation, moksha. This is a great danger for those who are on the spiritual path. Because, believe it or not, you will only become enlightened in spiritual knowledge if you develop samadarshina, a vision where you see all living entities. And furthermore, where you do something for the benefit of the others. There is a very nice story in this, which I learned when I visited the house of Vasudev Datta, who was the embodiment of compassion for others. He actually prayed to the Lord, "Oh my Lord, give the karma of all the living entities who are there on my head." Hare Krishna, welcome. You made it. Please give the karma to my head, and in this way they will not have to suffer, but I have to suffer. Where this great soul lived is now a little forest, and all you can see of his little house are a few, you know, very flat bricks, stone bricks, no? There I learned about compassion and practice listening to one Swami tell a story. He told the story of a monk who had gone to the Himalayan mountains to meditate in the cave. But after 5 years of trying to meditate, he did not feel any freedom from tension. So he went down to the he gave up his meditation cave and wanted to become an ordinary person in the village. He wanted to have to marry and have children like everyone else. He basically gave up. We have this sometimes in our movement for Krishna consciousness, where someone takes to the Brahmachari life for 5 years and then they decide this is too difficult for me and it doesn't bring me anywhere. And then he leaves the temple and starts life maybe as a computer engineer or something. No? This happens naturally. So the monk felt also, I'm not successful in reaching my goal, and he left his meditational cave and wanted to go home. But on the way he saw something which made him turn around and give it another try. He saw a mouse who was eating at a stone. Mice usually eat paneer cheese, but not stones. So he was interested in this mouse, and when he looked close, he saw that this stone had fallen before the entrance of the mouse hole, the mouse palace or mouse house. And the mouse was now trying with his sharp teeth to eat away the stone so that he could come home in his home. So the disillusioned monk saw this and said, I'm impressed by the determination and the strength of mind which this little mouse has. And the mouse will most have probably have to work on this for 15 years. He has to give it to the next generation of mouse. He won't even live long enough before his project is fulfilled. So I also need to let me work a little harder on my self-realization. So he went back. And again, he meditated for 15 years. It's a long story, but I will make it a little short. So after 15 years, he still did not feel any practical result in his spiritual life. And he therefore decided to again drop everything, give up everything, and go back to his village and start an ordinary life. So this was the... So he went, and then he saw a poor man stitching his shirt. There was a huge hole, and most probably he would have to stitch for a whole year to make his shirt a pucker. So when he saw that, he said, let me try another time. If the poor man is so determined to stitch his shirt, then I should also work a little bit harder on my self-realization. So he stayed another 5 years in his cave, but the bhava, the inner mood of a self-realized soul, did not come. He still felt miserable, he felt attached, there was an uncontrollable thought traffic going through his mind. So he decided, I now have enough. I go back to my village and I stop trying to be a transcendentalist. So he arrived in the night, or when the sun was setting, in his village, and he decided to go down the village road. On the village road, he saw a dog. The dog had hurt one of his legs. There was pus coming out of the leg, and the dog was really suffering. It was breathing short breaths. That is the second old telephone. I think we will have some more. There's a third mobile telephone. So I will make it short. So he came, he thought, this dog is suffering. Let me try to bring some water for the dog before the dog dies. So he went down to the village river. He got some water and he put it before the dog. See, that's the third. he put it before the dog, and the dog started to drink the water and got new life. Then he went down to the river and got a second water bowl, then a third water bowl. And when he finally wanted to bring a fourth, he saw that the dog had disappeared. Instead, he saw his Guru Maharaj standing before him. The Guru Maharaj had his tiroba. He had disappeared from the world, but now he was there, and he said, "Now go back to your cave in the Himalaya. Now you have understood. If you only take care of yourself, you will never feel anything. You will never experience anything. Only if you see that Krishnaji says in the Bhagavad Gita, try to see the interest of others. Try to see other living beings. Try to do something for the benefit of others. At that time, where you see all others are the parts of Krishna, you will become free from your material illusion, which makes you, which gives you so much suffering and so much tension. But as long as you are just working to liberate yourself, you have not even understood who you are. How can you try to liberate yourself? As long as you are captured in that egoistic mentality, you will not be able to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. It will simply not work. Therefore, a student who learns from his spiritual master lessons, he will understand that all living beings are together with Krishna. They belong to Krishna. And I should do something for their welfare. Every living being is part of Krishna. Every living being is the lost son of Krishna or the daughter of Krishna. Every living being is, like you, a part of God. We are all a family with one father, that is Krishna. But we forget. We separate from others. We think our interest is different from their interest, and we are no longer able to communicate lovingly and affectionately on a spiritual level with others. You will see, when you understand that a dog is a part of Krishna, a cow is a part of Krishna, in Vrindavan, the Brijbasis don't kill mosquitoes because they feel they are part of Krishna. You might say, but Dhyanga is also there, no? I asked once Brijbasis, what do you do? So much Dhyanga complication. And he said, no, still they're part of Krishna, so I don't kill them. At least not in the month of Kartik. After, outside of the month of Kartik, I do like this. But this whole, this idea of seeing the true equality of other living beings, it's called Samadarshinaha. This idea marks the sign of an enlightened person. I want to now say very practical. You are living in a very, very good area of Delhi, in a most beautiful temple. It is a new temple, and here are very cultured people around us. You know? We can feel that it is in the We feel it immediately when we go into this part of the town. But in the houses, the people feel anxiety, they feel tension because they do not express true spiritual love, no? They experience this. Because when they don't, they do not learn to take care of others. If they only take care of themselves, their anxiety will only increase. I will tell you from my early days in Krishna consciousness realization. I always liked to go to on yatra. On the pilgrimage to India, and maybe the first pilgrimage I did, the first time I came to our Sridham Mayapur project. It's in Bengal, at the banks of the Ganga. And I still remember I was not in a good consciousness. I was not able to digest the water, so I terrible indigestion problems and diarrhea and all of this. I was from Germany and I could not understand all the lectures because some spoke with an unknown accent I had not learned. And the night I couldn't sleep because I had forgotten my to bring a mosquito net, and there was always the whole night, and so on. And I felt very bad. I only had one idea: when can we rebook the return flight and go back faster? Then I spoke to one other devotee, and and told him, "I'm having great trouble staying in Mayapur. I feel very much out of place and very distressed. Can you give me any advice?" And he looked at me and said, "Have you already served someone today?" I should serve someone? I need to be served. Look, every mosquito bites, you know. I'm so hungry, but I cannot eat. I lose all the food immediately. And you ask me to serve others? He said, just give it one try. I promise that something will change. So I still remember, we had like 500 devotee guests there in Mayapur, and at noontime they would all sit down and it was necessary to serve prasadam to them. They would sit and they had the plate before them, and there were about six of us who went and gave everyone some rice, some sabji, chapati, you know, like this. And I remember when I started to do it, because I was requested to serve others, I was not even able to walk very nicely because I felt so weak. But after I had served the devotees prasadam, I was not the only one, there were six of us. After this was completed, I felt so joyful. I felt so happy. I felt so self-fulfilled. And this is what I have brought for you. This I want you to think about and take away. That the value of your life doesn't lie in how much you take from life. The real value in life is how much you give. In this spirit which Krishna talks about in the Gita, that you understand they are all Krishna's parts. They belong to Krishna, and if I serve them, Krishna is satisfied that I serve my brothers and sisters. So we will chant again this verse. Please repeat after me. Yash
Yadva
Yadva Napuna
Napuna
Oham
Oham
Evan
Evan
Yasyasi
Yasyasi
Mandava
Mandava
Yena Bhutani
Yena Bhutani
Asheshani
Asheshani
Raksyat
Raksyat
Yes, Atmani,
Atmani,
Atomayi,
Atomayi.
Yes, we will hear it in Hindi, the translation.
Yeah. Sarup Siddha Vyakti Se Vastavik Gyan Praap Kar Par Chukne Par Tum Punah Kabhi Aise Moh Ko Praap Nahi Hoge. Kyunki Is Gyan Ke Dwara Tum Dekh Sakoge Ki Sabhi Jeev Paramatma Ke Ansh Roop Hai, Arthat Ve Sab Mere Hai.
So why don't you try one thing? You will go out of this building after some time. You will go on the street. You will see people who look sympathetic. You will see people who don't look sympathetic. No? So you try to see them as the sympathetic and the unsympathetic as part and parcel of Krishna. And then try today to do something in the spirit of compassion to uplift someone. I regularly do this. I may be hungry or tired, and then I'm told, "Oh, can you please come here, Maharaj, and give a lecture?" Then I say, before I enter the place, I say, I'm going here to serve the devotees. I'm going here to give to the devotees some insight. And immediately, the whole perspective changes. Daya, or compassion towards others, is a quality which immediately will bring you out of your karmic story, your karmic life, and it will open your perspective so that you will be able to experience really life in a spiritual way. You will see that everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. I will now end here. So don't forget your exercise when you go on the street. Try to see people with equal vision, and then try to do something for the benefit of others. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It was a pleasure to see you all. I hope you could understand a little bit. If not, you can go to Ajit Govinda and discuss with him about this practical compassion. It's a whole change of view, a whole change of perspective. And you need to try in small doses, as much as you can. So,
very little kirtan.
We must make kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
महाराज कह रहे हैं कि अभी मेरे लिए बहुत जरूरी है, मैं समझ सकता हूँ कि जो मैं बोल रहा हूँ उसको वो एक समरी रूप में आपको प्रस्तुत किया जाए, तो अब जब मैं बोलूंगा तो उसको महाराज मैं हिंदी में अनुवाद करूंगा।
यस, इट इज मोस्ट सिंपल टू हियर मेनी। यस, सी दिस इज वन ऑफ द ग्रेट डिस्कवरीज इन माय लाइफ इज दैट व्हेन आई ट्राई टू सी एवरीवन not as a German and Indian, but as a part of Krishna, and try to do something for their benefit, my whole perspective changes.
तो मेरे जीवन की एक बहुत बड़ी खोज है, मैंने देखा है जब मैं किसी को ऐसे नहीं देखता हूँ कि वो भारतीय है, वो जर्मन है, वो इंग्लिश है, अगर मैं उसको इस तरह से देखता हूँ वो कृष्ण का अंश है, तो मेरा पूरी मेरे सोचने की धारणा ही बदल जाती है.
And when I have a different perspective, I think differently and I act differently.
और फिर जब क्योंकि मेरी सोचने की धारणा बदल जाती है, इसलिए मैं फिर जब सोचने का ढंग बदल जाता है, इस वजह से मेरा जो एक्शन होता है वो भी बदल जाता है.
In spiritual life, that could be the problem that and I see this a lot in our in different spiritual societies, that each one only thinks about their own moksha.
हमने देखा है बहुत सारी आध्यात्मिक संस्थाओं में भी कि हर कोई सिर्फ अपने ही उद्धार की सोचता है.
Yes, and those who do can never really develop a spiritual perspective because they just ignore a very important truth.
और कोई ऐसा अगर करता है सिर्फ अपने उद्धार का सोचता है तो हम देखते हैं कि वो ज्यादा कुछ उपलब्धि नहीं पा पाता अपने जीवन में क्योंकि वो सिर्फ अपने बारे में ही अपने उद्धार का ही सोचता है.
The truth which is necessary to understand is that all living beings are really part of Krishna and Krishna has a personal desire to help them.
तो जो सच्चाई है वो ये है कि ये समझना कि हम सब भगवान कृष्ण के अंश हैं और भगवान कृष्ण की इच्छा है कि वो हम सबकी मदद करें.
So if you become the hands of God, so to say, in other words, if through you the living entities are uplifted, this is the best position in life.
तो अगर हम भगवान के निमित्त मात्र बने, भगवान के हम हाथ बन जाएं, तो इसका ये मतलब है हम हमारे माध्यम से भगवान अपना कार्य करा सकते हैं और हमारे माध्यम से लोगों का उद्धार हो सकता है, उनका कॉन्शियसनेस को हम उठा सकते हैं.
Remember this monk, no? Who only when he began to do something for the benefit of the dog, did his guru encourage him and say, no, now you're on good path.
और जैसे कि हमने कहानी में सुना था, वो एक monk की कहानी, एक साधु की कहानी, जो जब तक वो अपने लिए कर रहा था उसे कुछ हासिल नहीं किया, जब उसने दूसरे के लिए कार्य करना शुरू किया तो उसे जीवन की सफलता मिली.
Krishna makes this so clear in the Bhagavad Gita that he says,
भगवान कृष्ण ने गीता में बहुत ही क्लियर क्लैरिटी के साथ दिया हुआ है.
When you come to this level of understanding, you are out of the clouds of Maya.
कि जब आप इस तरह का सोचते हैं तो इसका मतलब माया के परे हैं, माया के बाहर हैं.
And you see everyone as part of me.
और फिर आप हर किसी को मेरे ही अंश रूप में देखना शुरू कर देते हैं.
So now is very important. Now you heard this. If you want to experience it, you have to do something on this level.
But अगर आपको इसकी अनुभूति करनी है, तो आपको कुछ practically कुछ करना चाहिए.
Yeah. Please do not be a mediocre spiritualist. So spiritualist.
आध्यात्मिक जीवन में mediocre बनके मत रहिए. So मतलब थोड़ा ऊपर उठना है आपको.
The so spiritualist, he has a lot of knowledge until he is bored with it.
Until he is
bored. He has heard so much.
Yeah. कई सारे आध्यात्मिक लोग ऐसे होते हैं, उनको ज्ञान बहुत होता है, इतना सुन लिया होता है, पर कुछ किया नहीं होता है. तो उनके दिमाग में बस ज्ञान ही होता है.
A good spiritualist, a good devotee is, let me hear. Acha, yes, this makes sense. Now let me apply this knowledge.
जो अच्छा spiritualist होता है, वो सुनता है और फिर उसको apply करता है.
Knowledge which is applied is like food that is digested and strengthens the body.
अगर कोई ज्ञान को हम अपने जीवन में उतारते हैं तो वो उसी प्रकार से है जैसे हम भोजन पाते हैं और उसको पचा लेते हैं और हमें शक्ति मिलती है.
Knowledge which we do not apply is like food that sits undigested in the body and turns into toxicity.
अब जो नॉलेज है जिसको हम अपने जीवन में नहीं उतारते हैं वो उसी भोजन की तरह है जिसको हम खाते हैं बट उसका डाइजेशन नहीं होता और उसकी वजह से टॉक्सिंग केमिकल्स पॉइजन बनता है पेट में.
यस, आयुर्वेद दे कॉल दिस आम, नो? या, यू हैव हर्ड आम. It's dangerous.
खतरनाक हो जाते हैं.
there is one brahmachari who wants to give me some sweets, no?
For all.
Yes, if we do not digest the sweets, there is cold, running nose.
अभी जैसे हम स्वीट बांटना चाहते हैं तो स्वीट अगर हम डाइजेस्ट नहीं कर पाएंगे तो क्या होगा?
In the same way with knowledge, we need to digest it so that it strengthens our body.
तो इसी प्रकार से हमें ज्ञान को भी अप्लाई करना चाहिए अपने लाइफ में.
Yes, the application so important. Thank you very much. This is all I wanted to say. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा. तो अभी कुछ बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण सूचना है आप सबके लिए, ध्यान दीजिएगा. आपको लग रहा होगा दिस इज द एंड ऑफ द प्रोग्राम, बट द गुड न्यूज इज दिस इज नॉट द एंड.